Moriarty is as curious about my movements as I am about his. So I sit here and wait for him to come to me. And he'll come, never doubt it.
Amazing!
No. Elementary, my dear Watson. Purely elementary.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English actor Basil Rathbone, born in Johannesburg, South Africa in 1892. He rose to prominence in the United Kingdom as a Shakespearean stage actor and went on to appear in more than 70 films, primarily costume dramas, swashbucklers, and occasionally horror films. He frequently portrayed suave villains or morally ambiguous characters, such as Mr. Murdstone in David Copperfield, or Sir Guy of Gisborne in The Adventures of Robin Hood. His most famous role, however, was heroic, that of Sherlock Holmes in 14 Hollywood films made between 1939 and 1946, and in a radio series. His later career included roles on Broadway as well as film and television work, in which he often parodied himself. He received a Tony Award in 1948 for Best Actor in a Play for his performance in The Heiress. He was also nominated for 2 Academy Awards and won 3 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one each for film, radio, and television. His mother, Anna, was a violinist, and his father, Edgar Rathbone, was a mining engineer in South Africa. The family fled to Britain when Basil was 3 years old after his father was accused of being a spy during the Boer War. Edgar was a distant cousin of Major Henry Rathbone, who was seriously wounded trying to stop John Wilkes Booth after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. On April 22, 1911, Rathbone made his first appearance on stage at the Theatre Royal in Suffolk in The Taming of the Shrew. In October 1912, he came to the United States, and for the next few years honed his craft playing mostly supporting roles in Shakespearean plays. At the end of 1915, he was called up by the British Army as a private with the London Scottish Regiment, a unit that would include his future acting colleagues Claude Rains, Herbert Marshall, and Ronald Colman. After basic training in early 1916, he received a commission as a lieutenant and served as an intelligence officer, eventually attaining the rank of captain. After the war, he moved on to leading roles in Shakespeare as well as major works by other dramatists. Rathbone was once arrested in 1926 along with every other member of the cast of The Captive, a play which had been censored because of controversial content. The actors defied the ban and performed anyway, and the charges were later dropped. His film appearances included every sort of villain from Pontius Pilate to Richard III. An expert fencer, he was admired for his athletic cinematic swordsmanship, although he was required to lose to Errol Flynn twice, once in a duel on the beach in Captain Blood, and then in the elaborate sword fight sequence in The Adventures of Robin Hood. According to Hollywood legend, Rathbone was Margaret Mitchell's first choice to play Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind. The reliability of this story may be suspect, however, since on another occasion she chose Groucho Marx for the part, apparently as a joke. Rathbone actively campaigned for the role, however, but to no avail. He died of a sudden heart attack in New York City on July 21, 1967, at age 75, and is entombed in a crypt in the Shrine of Memories Mausoleum at Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, New York. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 13, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.